This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. After almost a week of talking, negotiators say they have a breakthrough. North Korea has agreed to shut down its main nuclear reactor, and it will allow nuclear inspectors on its soil. In exchange, North Korea gets an initial supply of 50,000 tons of fuel oil with a chance of more to come. We're going to go now to NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing. And Anthony, does this mean that North Korea is going to get out of the nuclear business?
It's only a very small step in that direction. What they've promised in this deal is that they're going to shut down and seal their main nuclear facility at Yongbyon in the next 60 days with the aim of eventually totally dismantling their atomic weapons program. As for fuel aid that they'll get in return, they'll get 50,000 tons to start when they shut the reactor and readmit the international inspectors, and they'll then get another additional 950,000 tons when they irreversibly disable the reactor. So they're getting a million tons of fuel oil in total.
So I suppose you still have to negotiate questions like what happens with North Korea's nuclear weapons.
That's correct. There are a number of other issues. They have to declare all the elements in their nuclear weapons program. There are questions about both uranium and plutonium programs. And, you know, there's the question of whether North Korea really wants to disarm. There's a question of what North Korea's general strategy is. And that's where a lot of skepticism is coming from right now.
Although the chief U.S. negotiator seems very positive about this agreement, what causes there for optimism here?
Well, the U.S. negotiator, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, is happy about a couple of things. One is he's very happy about the way this issue has brought together the U.S. and Chinese working on this. He believes that the Chinese have applied pressure on North Korea to get them back to the negotiating table, to moderate their demands for fuel aid, and to finally approve the deal. I think it has to be said that China probably put some pressure on the U.S. to compromise a bit, too. But Hill is also encouraged because he thinks that the six-party progress could be used to build a new sort of security structure for Northeast Asia and resolve more deep problems that have been there since the Korean War and even before.
Hmm. Does he think he has an agreement that can be verified and that North Korea can be assured of actually following? Because, of course, they violated the last one.
Yes, well, that's a very serious question, and that is something that there's a lot of skepticism about. For example, Japan's Foreign Minister Taro Aso has already questioned whether, now that the thing is signed, it can actually be implemented. Many Chinese analysts are skeptical about North Korea's real intentions, and also the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, said on CNN that this was a bad deal and that it made the U.S. look weak and that it could set an example for Iran to try and bargain the U.S. down.
What does this mean for relations between the United States and North Korea?
Well, it hints at a couple of things which would have been, unthinkable a few years back when the U.S., first of all, put North Korea with other countries in the axis of evil. For one thing, the agreement says that the U.S. and North Korea will begin to discuss normalization of diplomatic ties, and also the U.S. will begin to take steps to take North Korea off its list of states that sponsor terrorism. Now, these go directly to the heart of the concerns of Pyongyang. It's been banking all along not on resolving its situation through dealings with its Asian neighbors, but really going head-to-head against the U.S. in this game of nuclear brinksmanship. And this is an area that it seems the U.S. has made some compromises in.
Okay, that's NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing. Anthony, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Steve.